Welcome to NaperCov Conversations, the monthly podcast brought to you by Naperville Covenant Church, where our mission is to know God fully, love authentically, and serve courageously. This month, we'll be speaking with Liam Zylstra, one of NaperCov's youth volunteers and an entrepreneur. NaperCov Conversations is brought to you by the people of Naperville Covenant Church, where we work towards fulfilling our vision of an increasingly diverse, compassionate community in our neighborhoods and world.
At Naperville Covenant Church, our mission is to know God fully, love authentically, and serve courageously. So come and join us and be a part of our mission as we continue to build and develop relationships where the hurting are helped and the lost are found. This is Naperville Covenant Church.
Liam, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so first off, let's talk a little bit about how you first came to NaperCov and just your family's history here with the church.
So I first moved here from San Francisco when I was younger. We moved to Naperville, and the main reason we started attending NaperCov is because my mom was working with Melissa New at the time, right after we moved, and she was attending. She was attending NaperCov.
Yeah.
And then the main reason we actually stayed is because since we moved, my father was still working in San Francisco, and some of the people at the church tried to get him a local job, which made us feel like part of the community at NaperCov and gave a good reason for us to stay at the church.
Very cool. So then obviously he was able to establish a job out here and everything, correct?
Yeah, he didn't end up getting a job out here. What we ended up doing is switching to like more of a, like he would be working remote out here before COVID, but he was still working remote, and that was the main way we ended up working out. But it was more about like the act of being able to work with him and try to have a solution that made us feel part of the community, and that's why we stayed.
Okay, very cool, very cool. So that leads me kind of into my next question a little bit. You know, for those who do not know, you are also an up and coming entrepreneur with a new venture called The Fantasy Library, a website that can be found at thefantasylibrary.org, which is a nonprofit related to reading that provides fantasy books for children, introducing them to both classical and modern stories in an entertaining way. You know, talk a little bit about how you got started with this and what your overall involvement is with it.
Yeah, so last year I started a nonprofit with my friend, and I think the main motivation for me, at least at first, was I was thinking about college and kind of what I enjoy doing, what I want to do in the future. And I realized that one of the things that really motivates me to keep working and is being able to help other people and see like how they respond to getting new things and that sort of situation. Uh-huh. And when I was younger, my father would read a lot to us, and we'd play audiobooks in the car or when we're going to church or running errands. So something that was really meaningful to me and impacting my development, at least when I was younger and even today, was reading, especially fantasy novels. So I felt like being able to provide fantasy novels to kids and give them the same opportunity to learn through them was really meaningful to me. Uh-huh. And what I do for the Fantasy Library right now is I'm the co-founder and business lead, which means that I'm mostly managing like funding, so like grants and fundraising, as well as reaching out to teachers so that we can give our presentations and do activities with the kids so that they can learn from the books we're providing.
Okay. So like, when did you guys get started with this? Like, how long has the website been up and running?
So we started last fall in like October, and our main structure was we started that fall and some of the winter working on the website and developing like all the basic information we need to actually get started. Yeah. And in the spring, we worked on piloting the program. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we went to a few classrooms and used that to try to get some money through grants, which we're still kind of working on. And then this fall, we're planning on reaching out to a lot more classrooms and expanding, because we'll have more money and we'll be able to work with more people.
Okay. Now, I mean, could anybody just give you guys donations to help run the website or the nonprofit?
Yeah. We do take private donations through our website.
Okay.
So anyone can donate.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's really awesome. Yeah, very cool. Is there a way too that not just the fantasylibrary.org, but is there a way that folks can also reach it on like social media through like Facebook or Instagram or something like that?
We do have an Instagram. Currently, we aren't using it that much, but we are going to try to use it more often in the future.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, what is it that you enjoy most about being involved with this new venture, the Fantasy Library?
I kind of touched on it before, but I think what I enjoy the most is being able to go to these classrooms, interact with kids and see how like they take the books and they're able to learn from them, and also how they enjoy the activities we're doing and how they react to what we're doing. I really like seeing how the kids improve and are able to work with the materials we give them.
That's so cool. That's really cool. So, I mean, you know, just talking a bit about not only your involvement with the Fantasy Library, but not many people also know that you're also quite involved as a volunteer here with the youth team at NaperCov, helping us out with like worship tech team on Sunday, as well as some other programs. You know, what do you find most passionate about giving back to the church in this way?
I think it's a great way for me to do something for the church that I'm like able to do, and I think it's good for any member of the church to be able to do that with the church. I also think the involvement in the church can help the church grow in the future, and that's something I care about. So I feel like giving back to the church in that way and being able to volunteer with something that I'm capable of doing will help the church in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, if someone were to ask, like, you know, like high school kid or something were to ask, you know, how can I get involved with the church? What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunities. There's working with the youth or working with the tech like I do. None of it's that complicated. It just takes a little bit of learning. And really, even if you don't feel like you're skilled at it currently, there's a lot of time for you to improve. And it's not too complicated. So you can really do whatever you want to do. You just have to reach out to the people in leadership at the church.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with like all you're doing with NaperCov and your nonprofit, you know, how do you think God has spoken to you to lead you down these paths for your church and for young readers?
I think that the main way God has spoken to me isn't like necessarily a path for the future, but more like helping me maintain resiliency and hope for the future. Because at least for the nonprofit in particular, we have had some like shortcomings where it's been difficult to get funding, or like with grant applications, obviously you're not always going to get a grant. You often would get rejected. So it's a lot of like continued motivation to work and write or do whatever I need to do to make sure we can make ends meet with the nonprofit, or continuing to church and volunteering at church when I can, despite like having other plans or being busy. So I think in that way, God helps me continue working despite like maybe there's some discouragement or like we aren't always successful. I think God helps me maintain resiliency throughout the time and continue to be successful in the future. Mm-hmm.
Once again, we'd like to thank Liam for joining us this month. Be sure to tune in next month, where we'll have another exciting conversation about the life at Naperville Covenant Church. Thank you, and have a blessed day. NaperCov Conversations is brought to you by the people of Naperville Covenant Church, where we work towards fulfilling our vision of an increasingly diverse, compassionate community in our neighborhoods and world.